In Northwest News on KPLU, across the country there's a push to make it easier for people getting out of prison to find employment. In Washington State, Governor Jay Inslee is directing state agencies to work to eliminate barriers felons face when looking for a job. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has more.
Okay, you all ready here?
After signing an executive order having to do with prisoner reentry, Governor Jay Inslee turned and shook hands with Jordan Rosario. Rosario was released from prison 5 months ago after serving 6 years for robbery and drugs. She says she now has to live with the label convicted felon.
And carrying that stigma is a very isolating feeling. And not only is it discouraging, it hurts on a human level.
Rosario is now working full-time at the Olive Garden. She credits reentry programs for her success. A state law that will take effect in June will make it possible for felons to qualify for state licenses so that they can become everything from hairdressers to landscapers. Governor Inslee also wants to eliminate barriers to apprenticeship programs.
We don't want a revolving door out of our prisons of people going out and coming back in. We want a door to employment so that they get jobs and become productive citizens.
Among other things, Inslee has directed the Department of Licensing to issue state ID cards to prisoners immediately upon their release. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.